Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heat, and Cooling and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. TD, Teron Davenport joins us now. TD, appreciate you for joining us. First and foremost, I want to get out of the way what you reported on Twitter last night about Jeffrey Simmons scrubbing his Instagram of Titans photos, unfollowing the Titans on Instagram, deleting his Twitter. What do you think these moves or, messages that he's sending out via social media mean in terms of his negotiations with the Titans?
Well, I think one thing that we have to remember is throughout the whole process, Simmons, he didn't want to discuss the contract. He wanted to separate himself from that. So I think this is just an instance of him scrubbing everything because his IG is not in existence anymore either. And I think it's just him unplugging, disassociating himself from any of the contract talk. I am not sure. I'm pretty sure that there are some negotiations that are going. I'm not positive. I haven't been able to confirm that with multiple sources. But I firmly believe that it's just a sign of him just trying to detach from it all.
Fair point. And I do think that there are a lot of Titans fans kind of saying the same thing. You know, it doesn't mean much. It's just social media. But I do think that there's a good bit of scars that Titans fans have about the A.J. Brown social media saga this past season. And while Jeffrey Simmons hasn't been conducting business or airing dirty laundry maybe as much as we saw A.J. Brown did this past season, the same kind of sentiment remains. You know, you remove Titans from your bio, you unfollow the Titans on Instagram. It kind of feels like this is the way that young players communicate now.
Yeah, it's the way that they send messages. But again, I think this is really him just trying to separate himself from it all, because not only did he unfollow the Titans, his social media doesn't exist anymore. So that to me, it signifies something a little different.
TD Teron Davenport is with us. Another report coming out from the Combine from Michael Silver of Bally Sports. The Titans are shopping Derrick Henry. Now, that could be, you know, a million different things. It could be they're ready to trade him tomorrow, or, hey, we're just kind of trying to test the market. Have you heard anything about how far along the Titans could be with, quote-unquote, shopping Derrick Henry?
No, that's an interesting one. I saw that report. I hadn't heard anything. So I don't know like how valid or to what extent this shopping was. Obviously, any player on the roster is touchable. So I wouldn't be surprised like if a team, maybe Buffalo or, you know, someone like that needs a running back, needs to balance out the offense. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a conversation and then you could interpret that as, hey, you know, that's shopping Derrick Henry. But I believe Derrick Henry is going to be here at least through this year.
And with Derrick Henry, and I'm with you, I would be shocked if the Titans did decide to move off of Derrick Henry. But I'll ask the same question about Henry that I do with Ryan Tannehill. Whenever people talk about moving on from Ryan Tannehill, I always ask, okay, well then, who's the quarterback? If the Titans do decide to move forward without Derrick Henry, then my question is, okay, well then, what does your offense look like? I mean, so much of this offense, no pun intended, runs through Derrick Henry.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much revolves around him, and you even look at how he affects the passing game. So there's a lot that could be said for his role with the team. I do think Hassan Haskins is a solid back. There are some pretty solid backs in this draft. I mean, if you could get, you know, Bashan Robinson, you're really doing well, but you'll have to use a first-round pick on him. So, you know, trading Derrick Henry, it would all depend on what it would yield and how you could go ahead and use that pick to possibly move up. We saw C.J. Stroud's excellent workout. We saw Anthony Richardson's workout as well. So it's just one of those things where you just have to look at what it's going to get you. I don't think Derrick Henry gets you a first-round pick, though.
I'm with you. I'd be shocked if the Titans got a first-round pick in return for Derrick Henry, and that's no knock on him. It's just the reality of the running back market in the NFL these days.
Correct.
TD is with us, Teron Davenport. You were in Indianapolis for the NFL Combine. You mentioned it, Anthony Richardson's workout. I think everyone's jaws were on the floor. Heard a lot about Bryce Young's size, and you also reported last week that the Titans are interested in C.J. Stroud. What are you hearing on the quarterback front from the NFL Combine?
Yeah, I tell you what, Stetson Bennett really impressed a lot of people.
Really?
That's one of the things, yes. And they liked the way he was able to throw the ball down the field. They were surprised by that. the way he was able to drive the ball on those mid-range passes as well. It's something that he wasn't asked to do a lot at Georgia, so he didn't get a chance to showcase that. But he was another guy that quietly was impressive to a lot of people. And I think, you know, he's somebody that obviously won't be an early pick, but day three you could get a guy. And, you know, the Brock Purdy, his performance, that opened things up for guys like Stetson Bennett.
Do you think that there is, like, what would you put the probability maybe of the Titans going out and getting a quarterback in this year's draft, whether that's moving up to the first overall pick to get a quarterback, whether that's a Hendon Hooker in the second or third round? What do you think the Titans would do at quarterback if they do decide to draft a quarterback in this year's draft?
I mean, if they draft one, I think C.J. Stroud would be the guy, but you're probably going to have to move up to three or yeah, probably at least three at a minimum to get him, and that depends on what the Bears do with the first-round pick, you know, the first overall pick. So I could see them a bit later. You know, if Anthony Richardson is on the board at 11, it's awfully hard to pass up. So that's a possibility too. But I think there's going to be three quarterbacks gone in that top 10, and then you have Will Levis sitting there, and I don't think that they take him. So in my opinion, I think they're going to roll with Tannehill, and they're going to have Dobbs and Willis there. I don't know that they draft a quarterback, at least in this year.
And I'm with you. I do think that it's more likely than not that they'll run it back with Ryan Tannehill. But Anthony Richardson is interesting because his draft stock has just absolutely skyrocketed. That we were having these conversations about the top quarterbacks in the draft before the combine, maybe a few months ago, and Anthony Richardson's name wasn't really mentioned in those conversations. And now here we are saying, hey, if Anthony Richardson is there at 11, how do you pass him up? I just look at what he did at Florida, and it was so inconsistent. Some weeks he looked like Superman, and then some weeks he looked like he could barely even complete a pass. Can you take a flyer like that in the first round on a guy like Anthony Richardson that has so much sheer talent, but we just didn't see it on a consistent basis in college?
Yeah, I think you can. That talent is hard to pass up, but I think it's one of those situations where you have to have someone that is really proven at being able to develop quarterbacks. You look at what the Chiefs did, you know, selecting Patrick Mahomes 10th overall, right? They already knew, okay, you have Andy Reid in the building. He's done extensive work with multiple. I mean, he made A.J. Feely, for heaven's sake, look like a good quarterback, you know. So I think it has to be the right situation. I pray that it is the right situation because I want Anthony Richardson to develop, because him getting his full potential, that's going to be a privilege for all of us to watch. So I do think it's tough for him to fall out of the top 10, but again, the situation has to be right.
TD is with us, Tron Davenport. I've heard great things about Charles London. I don't know a lot about his background, but now with Charles Robinson in the building as quarterback's coach, do you think that the Titans have the coaching staff in place to be able to develop a quarterback and bring in a guy like Anthony Richardson, who, if they draft him in the first round, I'm saying if, they could develop him to be the quarterback of the future?
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen. I think the main key with Richardson is, don't take and make everything difficult. Just let him play football. You know, you want to make plays outside of the pocket, make plays outside of the pocket. You want to throw the ball down the field, throw the ball down the field. Keep it simple for him. I think that's the key part of it all. And then as things go along, you can gradually ramp it up. So I think, you know, it still remains to be proven. I wouldn't say for sure that they could come and take him and develop him into the player that he's capable of being.
TD is with us. Any offensive lineman that emerged as being maybe a Titans favorite? Because if I had to put money on it, the position group that I think the Titans are going to pick in the first round, I do think it's offensive line. What did you see from the linemen in the combine this weekend?
Yeah, Paris Johnson Jr. is so smooth, man. He's a very good athlete. Actually talking to him, he played soccer and wrestling, even gymnastics. So you could definitely tell basketball also. You could tell just how he plays, how he moves really well. I think that's probably the pick. But, you know, Broderick Jones, he moved really well also. I like the way he keeps that wide base. And he has a very good build to him. Same with Paris Johnson Jr. They both have really good stout builds. You know, they're not fat guys playing offensive line, you know, and I think that's important. I stood next to DeJuan Jones, and I tell you what, that's one bottom to the top, it's a long journey going from his sneakers to the top of his head. That is a big man, and he moves well for a big man. But I think, you know, it's going to be Broderick Jones, Paris Johnson. Those guys are the likely ones, and Peter Skoronski is in the mix too, but I think it's going to be Johnson.
What about receivers? Which receivers stood out to you?
Yeah, you know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, he told me that he was 100% as of 2 weeks ago, so he wasn't going to run the 40. But I tell you what, his three-cone short shuttle, those were elite. His just the way he caught the football, went through the drills was really good. You know, I like Zay Flowers. He's someone that did a really good job in that gauntlet drill. He ran that 4.42. I liked him. I liked talking to Jalin Hyatt, you know, just talking about facing press and beating press and being more than just a deep threat. He said that's something he wants to make sure that is established. So those were some guys. I had an important meeting, so I didn't get to sit in on all the receivers. So I missed, you know, A.T. Perry from Wake Forest, who I really like. I missed Jonathan Mingo, who, by the way, ran a 4.49 and hit you 23 reps on the bench. Don't forget about Jeray Jenkins. He's very similar to a Jarvis Landry type where he won't blow you out of the water testing-wise, but he catches the ball consistently, runs routes really well, and is very tough. He hit 20 on the bench. He ran a 4.6. So those were a few guys for me.
I know him, and I love him well. Last one for you, TD. This came out from Ian Rappaport. A Florida tackle came into the combine healthy, and Ian Rappaport said he underwent a pain tolerance test that created an injury. What in the world is a pain tolerance test?
Yeah, I am trying to figure that out as well. And it's really unfortunate that it created an injury for him.
Absolutely.
I have no clue what that was. But speaking of injuries, terrible news out of the combine. Andrew Voorhees, the USC guard/tackle, torn ACL. You hate to see that, and that's really unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Poor thing. You hate to see that. Well, TD, we appreciate you. We look forward to hearing more of your reports from the combine.
Yeah, for sure. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Chat with you tomorrow, TD. Appreciate you. All right, TD, Teron Davenport, he is the best. He will be in with me tomorrow for the full 3 hours, so make sure that you stick around for TD tomorrow. We'll get into your phones coming up next. I see all of your thoughts on Derrick Henry, on Jeffrey Simmons. Right to your phones coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063 The Game.